That's right. It's 529. This is Sunny 101.5, and it's time for the Jack and Tracy Show.
Morning.
Morning. It didn't sound like that. Going to be very warm today. High of only 44.
No, it was a wild and wacky day yesterday between the rain and the cold.
Is that all it does is rain?
I know.
Man.
I know it.
But better
days. It is the season.
Better days are ahead.
Exactly.
In fact, next couple of days, you've got nothing but sunshine. So
awesome.
Things are shaping up. You got to keep that positive attitude.
Yes, we do.
Whether it works or not.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Okay, morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, high 44. It's 32 now. Here we go. You ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with... Tell me something good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
I love when listeners reach out with good news for Tell Me Something Good. And that was definitely the case with Shannon Newman. Shannon is the Secretary for Special Olympics of St. Joseph County. And she is joining us this morning. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, Jack and Tracy.
Morning.
Shannon, tell us, okay, you're also the basketball coach for Special Olympics. Tell us a little bit about your special weekend.
We just returned from the Pacers Athletic Center in Westfield, Indiana, where my 3-on-3 men's team participated in the state championship.
Oh my gosh, how cool. How did that go?
We did very well. My team is made up of mostly new athletes to our program. So it was their first year competing, and we brought home a bronze medal.
Oh, my gosh. How exciting. Tell me a little bit about that competition and what it entails.
It is a basketball tournament that brings in athletes from all over the state of Indiana who have participated in a sectional tournament and won their games there and won the bid to participate at the state level.
Now, do you have a special story to share about the weekend?
I do. I have an athlete that this is his very first year competing. And when we started our practices between Thanksgiving and Christmas, Dominic was a little fearful of other athletes. He was even fearful of the ball coming towards him, of passing and shooting. This weekend, Dominic really showed the skills that he has learned over our practices. He's no longer scared of the ball. He's no longer scared of other athletes. He is going for the ball, trying to make steals. He has just really blossomed in our program.
Yeah, it sounds like he came out of his shell. You know, Special Olympics is such a special program. And tell us a little bit for folks who are listening who don't know what you guys do and what sets you apart.
So Special Olympics is athletic opportunities for persons with cognitive disabilities. We are a completely free-to-play program. We do not charge our athletes to play any sport. And we could really use the community's help in funding this program.
And that was what I was going to ask you, Shannon. How can we all help you?
Well, many people probably do not know, but we receive no funds from any state, national, or international organization. Every county is responsible for their own fundraising. So here in St. Joe County, we need to raise funds to support these athletes and continue this opportunity to go to these competitions.
And do you guys have something coming up, a fundraiser?
On April 6th, we have a craft fair at Albright United Methodist Church on Mishawaka Avenue. There will be many booths of crafts and baked goods that you can come out and use those to support our athletes.
Absolutely. And I assume that you always probably need volunteers and coaches and that kind of thing as well.
Yes, always need volunteers to come out and work events, coaches, mentors for our athletes. fan. I have never heard of a volunteer not finding it rewarding in their own right.
Oh, I bet. Absolutely. And Shannon, how can people get more information?
They can call our phone number at 574-259-5207 or check out our Facebook page.
And what's the name of that?
Special Olympics of St. Joseph County.
Awesome. Shannon, any other special stories you want to share as we close out here?
Just that all athletes, mentors, coaches, and volunteers get something from this program, which operates year-round. We have sports year-round.
All right. Thank you guys so much for the important work you're doing. It is so appreciated.
We really enjoy it.
Tell me something good.
Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
It's 8:23, and here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, Diddy's lawyer is speaking out after the raids on his home on Monday and says his client is innocent. His attorney, Aaron Dyer, released a lengthy statement calling the raid an unprecedented ambush and the takedowns against his client a witch hunt.
Wow.
He also said Diddy and his family cooperated. They were not detained and they can travel freely. Now, late last year, Diddy's ex-girlfriend Cassie accused him of rape, sex trafficking, and abuse. And Homeland Security raided his homes on both coasts in L.A. and Miami on Monday. His attorneys have said he is innocent and they will continue to fight to clear his name. Well, Will and Jada Pinkett Smith's foundation is shutting its doors due to a drop-off in donations. Now, insiders say the drop-off started after Will Smith slapped Chris Rock live at the Oscars, and they believe it's related to that. Mm-hmm. Still, others say it's not related to that at all. The organization, they say, just started having financial trouble in 2022. But, man, with all of the ways that they've been in the news, you know, between the Oscar slop and then slap and then Jada Pinkett Smith's book, you know, that aired all kinds of dirty laundry. I just can't imagine that all of that didn't have an impact. But
I know that's a lot of activity. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Meanwhile, look for a new Beach Boys documentary on Disney Plus beginning March 24th.
All right.
Yeah, they're going to have new interviews from members Brian Wilson, Mike Love, and more. They say the film is a celebration of the legendary band that revolutionized pop music.
They did.
And just, you know, that sound that personified the California dream. Stars like Lindsey Buckingham will also share how the Beach Boys influenced them in the documentary.
That's going to be a good one.
It is. It's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
Well, catch these guys while you can. Ooh. The Stray Cats.
Really?
Are going to be on a brief summer tour that starts in Woodinville, Washington on July 27th. Now, they were last on the road together in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
The short run is going to wrap up August 17th in Bridgeport, Connecticut. You can get your tickets starting Friday at StrayCats.com.
That's got to be a fun concert.
I know.
Yeah, they're
definitely a fun event.
They're a party rock group.
Well, meanwhile, Suki Waterhouse has given birth to her and Robert Pattinson's first baby.
All right.
Couple was out for a walk in Los Angeles and... you know, the paparazzi got some photos that they had in the Daily Mail on Tuesday.
That's what paparazzi do.
Of course. Robert looked just like every inch of the doting dad. He's pushing. Why can I not speak this morning? Sorry, folks. He is pushing a light pink stroller. And those two are looking super happy. So, man, congratulations to the new
parents. I bet they're very happy. Yeah.
Absolutely. All righty, ready to do some birthdays?
Oh, I'm as ready as I've ever been.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to do a repeat of last hour. So come on, how hard can this be? Like, you just did these an hour and a half ago.
Do you know who you're talking to?
That's true. Yeah, doesn't matter. Fergie celebrating a birthday today.
Okay. Brain, just just do your job. That's all. Remember, just do your job. This is what I do remember. She's under 50. She's 49.
She's 48.
Doggone it. I think I said that last time.
Oh, my gosh. How about Quentin Tarantino?
Gosh, I can't believe. Oh, my gosh.
I think you got two of the three of these right.
I think I did, too. Well, Tarantino, I know I came close because he's one of my favorites. Actually, I was a little surprised. I think I said something like 65.
Okay, you're right.
And he came in younger, which I was a little thrown. He was like 61.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
The brain's working.
Well,
finally,
trying.
Mariah Carey.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm playing this.
I know. And you know what? The phones are going to open up and people are going to be going, oh, yay, Christmas music started already?
I don't think so.
No, typically it starts in, gosh, it's October, sometimes September.
Yeah.
People start messaging, hey, like, can't wait. When does Christmas music start?
And we found out that Mariah Carey, is
55. And you got that one right last hour.
I know,
and
it tells you I have no idea what I'm doing. I have no clue.
Well, that's what makes it fun.
Well, you know, I didn't have a Christmas song that was messing with my memory, in the background.
Sure,
so I'm blaming it on that.
Mm-hmm.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks.
That's right. Here at 7:43. Tracy's all excited all about right. her life.
Yeah, because this one works. I've used it over and over again.
Mm-hmm. And mine works, even too. I just let give you a heads up because I just proved it here in the studio. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah, so mine's a cleaning life hack.
All right.
And, oh, my gosh, what you can do with coffee filters. Coffee filters are literally the best thing to use to clean, you know, glass, windows, iPads, computer screens, you name it, because they're lint-free.
Yeah.
And there's something about them that just leaves everything nice and shiny without any of the lint, without leaving anything behind.
Yeah. Coffee
and so,
filters?
Yeah, just buying the large coffee filters. Because, you know, often as women, we're looking for a product like the lint-free rags and that kind of thing. And, hey, I've done it, and I love those, too. But this is something that you know, little cheaper. You just buy at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And works incredibly well on things that you don't want to have any kind of residue or streaking.
I never would have called that one. Perfect. And now mine, too. I read this and I went, is that true? I never knew this. And I tried it here in the studio and it worked. If you accidentally erase something you just typed on your iPhone, you can undo the action by simply shaking the phone. I didn't know you could do that.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't either.
I did it in here and it worked. I went, no.
No way.
Isn't that something? Man, oh, man.
Wow.
The life hacks, they really work.
Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a little bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 7:55. It's time for another edition of Go Figure. Well, we haven't checked in on our Guinness World Record guy, a very famous man, an Idaho man. Named David Rush. He has, I don't know how many, like 250. What?
His name is on everything.
Well, he claims it's for STEM research.
Okay.
So he's putting that in front of him, you know, to make sure people think he's just not got nothing to do. But some of the stuff that he does. How about this one? You want to try and beat this record after I tell you? Here we go. An Idaho man, which is David Rush, drank a liter of lemon juice through a straw in 364 seconds, earning him the potential Guinness World Record title and a nasty stomachache.
I bet. Ooh.
He's broken more than 250 Guinness World Records and currently holds 164 titles. Previously held the title for the fastest time to drink 1 liter of lemon juice through a straw at 16 points. German serial record breaker Andre Ortolf took the title back. Well, he said, okay, you took it back. Okay, I'll show you. He said the test was 13.64 seconds. The experience was far from pleasant. He let you, really? I mean, you mean that wasn't a pleasant experience? But in a way, I'm grateful. It probably sped up my recovery because I had a reversal of fortune about a quarter into it. And Russia's latest attempt, which must still be reviewed and approved by Guinness World Records.
Yes,
it still has to. We have to send a picture.
So we're not sure yet. Yeah, we might need you to do it again, right. You know, just to confirm.
Well, let me just take a picture of you, David, and then we'll send it in to him. Can you get that sour look off your face?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's the best.
I wouldn't do that on a dare. No way. And go figure.